A reading from John 6, 60-69. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God."
I find that this is a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday when Jesus is talking about you must eat my blood and drink my blood and eat my flesh. And when people hear this, they truly are offended. They don't know what to think about it. It's radical. It doesn't make any sense to them. But again, we have a language issue going on here. Jesus is talking the language of the Spirit of God, and they're talking about the language of the earth. And so many abandon him. It's too hard for them. This doesn't really make sense. They have to, you know, this happens all the time. It's just you're out on the edge here, and it's just, this is too uncomfortable. I've got to get out of here. And the Jesus, this is what has happened in the church in our country oftentimes. The Jesus of John, the Jesus of the Gospels, can make you incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, and when you live the gospel out, clearly people looking on will say, don't be fanatical.
Right.
The truth is, we're all fanatical about something. There's something that we invest ourselves in, and fanaticism is basically someone else investing in something more than I do. And we see that in all multiple areas. But the truth is that for a lot of people, Jesus, what he's declaring is too much. He's basically calling them to acknowledge his lordship and that he requires full allegiance. And that doesn't sit very well for modern people as well. People want Jesus and Jesus is saying, no, you get me. I am enough and I will satisfy. But we prefer the Jesus and.
Just what you said, you very rarely hear in anywhere. It's the Jesus and world we live in. We don't want to completely rid the world of Jesus because that seems to be dangerous. So we're not quite sure where all this is going. So we want to keep our, you know, all the chips on the table for whatever. The Jesus and is basically the and without Jesus.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say is that really the world I live in this part of the country, it's my world and Jesus when I can fit him in, when he doesn't get in the way of my other activities, when he's not imposing himself on the structure of things that I want. And Jesus is so radical that at least these people were honest early on and said, this is too much, I'm walking away. We tend to keep our Christian veneer because it feels socially right and in many ways dilute Jesus from who he truly says he is.
And yet there is a good news. This ends with a good news statement from Peter. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. In other words, unlike the rich young ruler and like all of these followers who fall away, there are some who will take the challenge and the relationship and all the things that you seem to be giving up and embrace it.
Amen.